Do you want me to continue on? So item four, announcements from the presiding member, nil. Item five, deputations, presentations, submissions, petitions, nil. Item six, applications for leave of absence, nil. Item seven, confirmation of minutes, confirmation of the minutes of the ordinary meeting of council held Wednesday 17th of December 2025. The officer recommendation is that the minutes of this OCM Wednesday the 17th of December 2025 be confirmed as a true and correct record of the proceedings. Could I have someone move that recommendation, please? Councillor Stasevic, Councillor Hood. Is there any dissent on that item? Otherwise carried. Thank you. Item 8, refer C item 11. So we'll go to 9.
It's because it duplicates.
Yep, okay. So item 9, reports of officers and committees, 9.1 governance, 9.1.1 delegated authority register review. So the officer recommendation is that council endorses, one, the annual review of its delegations in accordance with section 546(2) of the Local Government Act, and two, adopts the delegations to the Audit, Risk and Improvement Committee, Chief Executive Officer, Chief Bushfire Office Control Officer and Shire President as contained in the Shire's Delegated Authority Register included as Attachment A to this report. Could I have someone move that item, please? Councillor Sewell, seconder. Councillor Richards. Councillor Sewell, would you like to talk on that item at all?
Not in particular, only as so far as we went through it quite extensively and after a couple of minor changes, I think everyone who was there was present was happy with the end result.
Yep, thank you. Councillor Richards, do you have anything to add? No. So is there any dissent on that particular item? Okay. So that item is carried. Thank you. Item 9.2.1, list of payments for December 2025, and we also have January, so we'll do them separately. So if we refer, the officer recommendation is that we endorse the payment totalling $1,116,307.25. Referred in the attachments. So we'll go through page by page. Page 12, do we have any, maybe does anyone have any queries at all for our December payments? So no queries, so.
Sorry, I did. We were talking about it yesterday. I picked up there seemed to be from Team Global Express freight for a drive shaft for a Mack truck, and I finally found it. It is in December, but it also appears in January. The exact same amount. Is it the same truck drive shaft, or is it two?
Through the chair, we'll have to take that on notice, but yeah, don't think it's for the same truck. No, separate freight charge, yeah, but we can get back to you.
Yeah, no worries. Thank you.
Thank you. So if there's no dissent on that item number, Sorry, Councillor Sewell?
Oh, we just haven't moved or seconded it yet.
Okay. Could I have a mover for that item number, please? Councillor Hood? A seconder? Councillor Sewell? Thank you. So if there's no dissent, then we'll move that item be accepted. Thank you. So we then move to Item 9.2.2, list of payments for January 2026. And the officer recommendation is that council endorse payments totalling $1,343,975.49 referred to the attachments. Could I have a mover for that item, please? Councillor Richards, a seconder. Councillor Sewell, thank you. So looking at pages 34 through until page 48, do we have any specific items that we'd like to discuss or query? So everyone's happy with that. So if there's no dissent, we'll carry that motion. So thank you. So item 9.2.3, financial reports for December 2025. So the officer recommendation is that Council 1 receives the monthly financial report containing the statement of financial activity and statement of financial position for the month ending 31st of December 2025 as presented as attachment 9.2.3.1 to this report. And 2 notes the unrestricted muni surplus of $4,010.41 for the month ended 31st of December 2025. Could I have a mover for that particular recommendation? Councillor Sewell, a seconder. Councillor Kalasic. Is there any dissent at all with that recommendation? So everyone's happy, that's passed. Thank you. Okay, so we then move, what page do we move to then? Page 62, which is item 9.2.4, financial reports for January 2026. And the offer's recommendation is that Council receive the monthly financial report of statement of financial position for the month ending 31st of January 2026 as presented as attached 9.2.3.1 to this report. And item 2 notes the unrestricted muni surplus of $2,705,898 for the month ending 31st of January 2026. Could I have someone move that recommendation, please? Councillor Hood, seconder. Councillor Kalasic. Are there any questions at all, Councillor Hood?
No, it all looks good, thanks.
Thank you. Councillor Kalasic?
No, all good.
All good. Are there any other queries or questions? If there's no dissent, we'll carry that recommendation. Thank you. Okay, so we then move to 9.3, Works and Services. Nil. 9.4, Health, Building and Planning. Nil. 9.5.1, Policy Review. 2.5, Community and Stakeholder Engagement. And the officer recommendation is that Council 1 approve the amendments to Council Policy 2.5, Community and Stakeholder Engagement, as presented in Attachment 9.5.1.1 of this report. Could I have someone move that officer recommendation, please? Councillor Stasevich, a seconder. Councillor Hood. Councillor Stasevich, have you got any questions? Councillor Hood, no. Is there any dissent on that particular item number? No, so that's passed and carried. So thank you. So we then move to item 10, new business of an urgent nature introduced by the decisions of the meeting. That is nil. And item 11, matters for which the meeting may be closed. Nil. So item 12, closure. So I declare the meeting closed at 3:15 p.m. Thank you very much.